First reading is from Luke 24, reading from verse 1 to 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11. And all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Amen.
It's Easter day and the morning breeze, the garden awakes, the birds sing, and our hallelujahs are back. The dawn breaks and the day stretches, the sky glows, the light has returned. The hills bow, the angels dance, the trees clap, and the good news is here amongst us. The stone is rolled away, the grave clothes lie crumpled, and the dawn laughs. Jesus is back. Let us pray. Arise and come to meet that new dawn, the new dawn of resurrection, the new light that comes from a grave that has been emptied. Emptied so that the light and life of the world could be free to come and join us in the creation of God our Father. Fill our hearts, Lord, that we will worship you not with empty words or hollow songs, but with emotions spilling over. That makes us together with the joy known across the world, for today is Easter Day. We thank you, God, that you know us well enough, that we would need someone who could speak to us in our own language and show us by our own actions how we are to be and how we are to tell of the good news. We thank you that in Jesus Christ we found that friend and companion and example. And we praise you that through the mystery and miracle of the resurrection, we know that he is with us always. Spirit of God, inspire us today. As your forgiven people, as those who have got it wrong so often in the past and will so often in the future, but we are constantly forgiven by the one who loves us, accepts us, and gathers us to himself no matter what. May we be as open, Lord, with you and gather you to ourselves, claim you as our own and claim you for this world, a world which needs to know the light and the joy and the life and learn again how to rejoice in all that is good. Gather us with people around the globe who today celebrate that Jesus Christ is Lord. Make us your family. Make us one in our prayer together. As we pray now, as Jesus taught us, saying, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen."
Second reading this morning is taken from Philippians chapter 4, reading from verse 4 through to 9. Philippians chapter 4. "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. May God add his blessings to these readings from his holy word. Amen.
It's always interesting, some of the translations say, and finally, brothers, learn from this. The sisters have learned a long time ago, but we're fine. But we all have to learn again how to rejoice, perhaps. Rejoice. The sunburst is there. Rejoice because we have so much to give thanks for. Rejoice because our God is alive and well and living with us. Rejoice because it's Easter day, but rejoice every day because it's the day of resurrection and the day of hope and love and peace. So rejoice in the good things. That's what Paul was writing to the church in Philippi. What are the good things about today? Who's going to tell me what is really good about today? I see some Easter bonnets and things, nice dresses and lovely outfits. Is that good about today? Anything else about today? Hiya. Just good to meet people, isn't it? Yeah, what do you... Easter eggs are good, aren't they? They are good. Are you the only one that got Easter eggs today? You're the only one? Oh, do you get some as well? Very good. Oh, and you got some too? Oh, that's not so bad. That's three. Anyone else get any Easter eggs? Oh, now we're getting... Oh, brilliant. Excellent. So that is a good thing about today, isn't it? That we got Easter eggs. Anything else that you get that's good, or anything else that's good about today? Anything?
Hearing the birds chirp at the service this morning.
The birds, the dawn chorus. That wasn't us singing. You mean it was the birds? Oh, rats, I thought it was us. Anything else really good about this morning? Oh, dearie me. You see why we have to learn how to rejoice. You see why we have to learn how to actually give thanks and realize what we've got, because so often we think, actually, what do we have? What do we have? We've got so much. We've got lots of prayers here. This is from our reflection time during the week. Lots of people put prayers into the cross. And I know that some of them are saying thank you because they are rejoicing. Some of them are saying please help, which is nice too. And some of them are just saying, wow, this is amazing, wonderful week of learning about what Jesus went through for us so that we can truly rejoice. Some of you also got an envelope when you went round the reflection space. Did anyone open their envelope this morning? Yeah. Did you all get your luggage label? That's grand. The journey goes on, is what it's saying. The journey continues. It's not an end. It's a continuation. And you also got a little happy face just to make you smile, because sometimes you just need a wee bit of reminder that you got to smile sometimes. It's happy day. It's a good day. And even when there are challenges and it's tough, we've got to know that there's an awful lot more that we give thanks for and rejoice. Now, we rejoice this morning because he's risen, but let's just have a quick review. We're going to sing, Were You There? Were You There? And it goes through last week into this week. But just a little reminder of just why we are so thrilled and happy on Easter morning. What are the animals that you associate with Easter? Bunnies, chicks, lambs, anything else? Donkey? What about a frog? No? I got a packet of frogs from my friend from Easter. She's a minister. It explains an awful lot. I got a bunch of frogs, a box of frogs, and they are called stretchy mouths. So you can stretch them. Poor frog, I know, it's a shame. But you can stretch them and they go back to their original shape. Anyone watch Shot? Oh, well done. Oh, the frogs are not very good at leaping. Oh, here we go. There's one for you. Oh, nearly. Oh, not that one. Anyway, if you try it now and you stretch the frog, and every time you release it, it just goes back to its normal shape. And it's stretching it, and you've got this energy that you're pulling something, like an elastic band, and you're pulling it and pulling it. And when you let go, that elastic band goes back to shape again, unless you pull it far too hard. Last week, there was an attempt by so many people to stretch Jesus into a different shape, to pull him and drag him and squash him and squeeze him and tuck him and just do everything they could to destroy the shape, not just of the man, which they did pretty well, but to change the shape of his message, to change the shape of what he had brought into the world, because he didn't like it. And it was causing chaos in their lives and in their church and in their politics. It was just causing too much disharmony for them. So they stretched him and they pulled him and they squeezed him and they squashed him into a tomb. And you almost feel that if he hadn't actually been dead, and if it had been all of God that was being truly put into that cave, into that tomb, so it's stone could be rolled over it, they would be pushing and shoving and squeezing just to try and get him squashed into what shape or the shape that they wanted him to be in. The frogs you can stretch, you can push, you can pull, but when you let them go, they revert to form. And that's what Jesus did. When he returned to life, he reverted to form. And he could not be held by that stone or by that tomb or by that grave. And we'll say more about that later. We're going to sing a song. Now, as you know, it's a time of sending Easter cards, which I fail miserably at every year. However, I have received an Easter card. And I actually have received a stack of Easter cards. And I'd like you to help me open them up. So I need some volunteers to open up some cards. And what I'd like to do is to ask maybe a wee group of people, younger and older, just to take one of these and not open it yet. But what I'm looking for really is maybe a couple of folk who are willing to come and stand up there, and a couple of folks stand up there, and maybe three or four on that one, just so that they open them all at the same time. So how many volunteers do I have to open a card for me? Yay, there we go. Anyone else? Oh, there's one at the back, sorry. There we go. Not yet, mind you, not yet. Not yet. Anyone up this? Oh, there we go. Posties coming, absolutely. There we go. Anyone else up here? Who'd like to open a card for me up here? Any card openers? Yeah, there we are. Thank you, Rika. Anyone down here? I'm behind you. Whoa, there we go. Would you like to go and stand up the top then, Ken? There we go. You want to open one between you lot? There you go. Right. Position yourselves. Could you stand on the aisles? And follow me. Now you're worried. Now you're worried. Can everybody see somebody? You want me to stand at the front a wee bit so you're facing that way so that people can see. That's it, right. It's addressed and it says, I can't see what it says, quite honestly, but never mind. Fragile, handle with love, it says. That's right. Okay, so you open it up and you take out. Take it out. And it says, it's a little box and it says R.I.P. Oh no, it's RIP. RIP here, it says. And so if we hold it. Whoa. Have we got our boxes? Brilliant. Open the sides. Yay. Thank you very much for your help. Those boxes, you might want to see one before you leave. Those boxes have some pictures. Pictures of an open tomb, pictures of a cross, pictures of Dalgetty Parish Church. Happy Easter means that he's broken free. He's not to be restrained in that box anymore. And once he's broken free, I'm sure somebody here could do it, but to get all that gathered back, squashed flat in a box, and put back in an envelope would take some doing. And most of us would think, actually, you know what? Let's just leave him. Let's just leave it as it is, because it's too much effort to try and squeeze him in. And that is what we should have learned as Christians from Holy Week, from all the Holy Weeks we've been through, and from Easter. That no matter how hard people have tried to get rid of him, it just doesn't work. No matter how much people have tried to bury him in different news and get other news to say it doesn't matter about Jesus anymore, about God, about faith anymore, it's all gone. We know that that doesn't work, because he finds the way through. He finds the cracks. He finds where the light will shine again, and he uses all of that to make sure that he comes back again and stronger and more determined. And we realize time and again, as we all try to squeeze Jesus into our shape and to squeeze him into what we can manage and to squeeze him into that box that we feel happy about, he's there, I know where he is. He will not be contained. He's going to burst forth in your life when you least expect it. He's going to burst forth even when you're feeling the deepest darkness. Not to say all is well, smile for goodness sake, but to say I'm with you. And you can rejoice. You must rejoice, because this is a gift that other people don't have, but it's a gift that we can share with them. We can tell them about. We might not have pop-up cards. We might not have stretchy frogs. We might not have smart things that we can use to say, look, isn't this clever how we can explain what God has done for us? We've got something much, much better, and that's our own lives. And that's our own witness, and that's our own ability to describe just what it is that he means to us. Not in erudite words. They don't have to be things that are three syllables long. Words of one syllable are quite enough, thank you very much. Love, life, peace. That'll do for a start. Okay, there's some two-letters. There's lots of other syllables that you can add in there, but let's not overcomplicate Easter. Let's not overcomplicate what's happened. He was arrested. He was bound. He was flogged. He was nailed to a cross. He was wrapped up in linen. He was put in a tomb, and the stone was put across, and there was a guard put on it to make sure that we would not be celebrating today. And all of that failed, because we are here and we celebrate Easter. And we rejoice. Easter morning, perhaps, it's the easiest time to celebrate the empty tomb, the light that comes. Every day is not like that. It seriously isn't. But if we can remember that there is always a hope, and not a vain hope, not something that might or might not come, but the sure and certain hope of resurrection to eternal life? Absolutely. And you know what? It starts right here. Come alive through Jesus, it says on our banner. Come alive with that faith. Let it shine. Let it be seen in you, however that is. And let's not squash Easter or Jesus or God or faith into some little box and hide it away under our bed and forget it's there. Let's him pop up. You know, we have pop-up cafes these days and pop-up shops. Let's have a pop-up Jesus. Let's have a pop-up Jesus and surprise people and say, when they least expect it, when we're having coffee with them, dinner with them, when we're walking along the road with them, and it's in my, oh, by the way, at church we're doing, oh, by the way, I was reading my Bible this morning. Oh, by the way, I did say a prayer for you yesterday. And by the way, when I know you're going to go through a tough time next week, whatever, I will be praying for you. Simple things. Simple, simple things. Surprise people this Easter time. Surprise them by appearing before them in a vision of beauty and glory. And say, hi, isn't it good to see you? Isn't it good to be here?